Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And tonight we are going to be rocking and rolling, strutting and strolling. Got a lot of things I want to say tonight. I hope that I can get them all done in a good time. As a lot of you know in Windsor, Ontario, that listen to this show, you know I made it to mainstream television again. CTV, CBC wanted to do an interview with me, and I told them both no. But CTV sent one of their reporters to come and have a conversation with me. She stepped in the store and didn't recognize her because she had a mask on. So, you know, and I asked her if she had been injected, and she said, yes, I got 2 injections. Then I asked her to leave. She said, well, no, I'm with CTV. She says, I don't care who you're with. You got an injection, you need to step outside. So she kept on trying to get me to talk. I said, look, I don't want you to get out. You need to go. You need to go outside. Finally, she said, would you talk to me outside? I said, no. And she tried another, and I said, look, I actually said this. I said, do you understand English? Can you understand English? Do you read English? There's 2 signs in that door saying, if you've been injected, do not come in the store. So she finally left. Then she got, she was outside, setting up camera, filming the signs, filming everything, thinking that she was going to intimidate me. I'm laughing. I'm talking to my friends. I call them up saying, CTV is down here, you know, they're filming this and that. They wanted to do an interview and I wouldn't do it. So then they interviewed this woman that I kicked out of the store, and she made some wild, wild accusations. Saying, well, there was 15 people in the store and they didn't wear a mask. But that's not what scared me. What scared me was this guy in the back of the room telling me I had to get out of the store because I got a shot. That would be referring to me. It's really astounding. The woman that did the interview, all she wanted was attention. And I'm not even sure if CTV even set that up. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. And the thing was, I didn't know this had gone on. I knew that they were out there, but I had a call at 8 o'clock at night. A woman called me and says, hey, and she congratulated me. I had a lot of congrats on it again, even though I wasn't part of it. I didn't have no real partners in the sense that I was talking to a reporter. They all congratulated me for taking a stand. I actually had another guy call me about an hour later. He congratulated me. They're both from Windsor area. And then I had 4 people come to my shop today who had seen it on Facebook, had seen it on the Windsor. I made the Windsor Star. I didn't know I was on the Windsor Star. So I made the Windsor Star, made the CBC. CBC did some bullshit on me too. You know, here I am in the media, not even trying to get in there. I even said no. They still put me on. So anyway, so if you do see something, about what happened, that's the story, that there's never 15 people in this whole store ever. So I found that to be wildly exaggerated, to say the least. But I want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm still drawing attention without even trying. And it was interesting because the same sign I put up April 16th, because they played some stuff, feedback from April 16th. It's the same signs I had before. The only difference is I took them down, made the adjustment because I had misspelled the word claim or something. And then I added on there a symbol, like a circle with a line through it, and a syringe needle saying no vaccines. So then they made all kinds of, I'm going against the narrative and blah, blah, blah. It's amazing how hard up CTV and CBC are looking for anything sensational to put on there so they can immediately jump on it and try to distort it. But you know what? It actually worked out. You know what? They're going to make me rich. They're going to make me extremely rich. They don't know this, but all the people that will have watched these things, and so many people are on the same page I am. The biggest thing that apparently that we're not seeing is voices speaking out. And I want to address that as well. You know, I always get the pat on the back. You're doing a fine job. Keep up the good fight. God is with you. All these things. And that's wonderful and that's great. I'm glad that I'm having that kind of recognition. But what would be better? I'll tell you what would be better. Instead of saying to me that we need more people like me to do what I'm doing, there, all of you who are saying these things to me are people, are you not? Are you not going through the same shit I'm going through? Are you not dealing with the same sort of insanity that I'm dealing with? Are you not having to deal with idiots and lunatics that, you know, feel the need to hide behind the mask, especially when there's nothing going on? Don't you feel the need to, don't you feel inside the exasperation and the frustration of having to go outside and have to deal with the moronic thinking that we're dealing with today, the menticided people that have been completely brain damaged? So this is my suggestion to all of you, everybody, anybody who's awake, aware, and moving forward. Put a sign on your door, but don't put the sign that Chris Sky is telling to put out there. That sign is screwed up. I kind of, I'm beginning to wonder, okay, when you put a sign up saying you don't discriminate, that's all you really need to do. But when you say everybody's welcome, vaccinated and unvaccinated, now you're jeopardizing those people who are not unvaccinated. It's lunacy. You can't have both. Or you have to rotate the store. One day you have the unvaccinated come into your store. The next day you have the vaccinated come into your store. So it gives the store a day to detoxify the store. Every one of us that goes outside today, whether we go grocery shopping, sit in a church, sit in a place where a restaurant, sit where there are a lot of people who have been injected, you run the risk of getting jumped or shedded on and activated. Okay, that is a stupid, stupid, stupid sign he's got. I saw it, what the heck is this guy doing? I get what he's trying to do and I get what he's trying to promote, but that's not the way to do it. So my suggestion is put up a sign on your doors, whether you're in your house, whether you're in an apartment, whether you're in in your car, anything. Have a sign displaying that if you're vaccinated, you can't come in due to shedding. Due to the shedding and the spreading, or the spreading of the shedding, however way you want to put it. Because this message has to be promoted and propagated so that everyone understands that this is not the way to go to deal with an emergency that doesn't exist. See, this is further getting everybody to compromise and comply with something that shouldn't be compromised. I don't want to be around people that have been injected. I don't want to be near anybody that's gotten any of the needles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. You see what's going on in Israel. They said they've had enough. They're going for the fourth vaccine. They're saying, F this. UK is doing the same thing. This is planetside. This is pure planetside. And we're dealing with maniacal demons that are trying to kill everybody on this planet. And they're doing it through subterfuge and sabotage. And they're trying to play on our moral high ground that we have. We all believe in being fair and straight with each other. You know, most people do anyway. But they're manipulating this. And when they're manipulating this and say, well, you know what, you're discriminating. No, I'm not discriminating. I'm protecting myself. I am protecting myself from a biological agent that they have inside their body that is leaking out of them. That's not discrimination. That's self-defense. And you have to be able to, you know, discern this. Now, some of you might say, well, you know, I've had enough of this shit. I'm just going to give up and take the shot. Well, then you're going to be part of the problem. See, this is going to be a long haul. There ain't going to be no easy out. This is not going to end anytime soon. I mean, I don't know. I hope everybody read the SPARS report. Because the SPARS report is telling this is going to go up to either 2029 or 2028 or 2029. We're in it for a long time. We're in it until the New World Order completely takes over and dominates everything in the world. They're going to take away your land. I'm going to talk about that, how they're doing it to Australia. And you know what? We're next. The only reason they haven't come here and done it yet is because several reasons. This was not the choice for them to have established their global base. Australia and New Zealand, unfortunately, have been the chosen place. We are still well armed in this country, which they can neutralize, really, if they want to, by, again, hitting you with directed energy weapons or frequencies or whatever. And we are a fragmented country, which they created, which now is biting them in the ass. It would have been a lot easier if the country was unified. Then it would have been a lot easier to get everybody on board at the same time. But Quebec is a little different. Nova Scotia is a little different. PEI is a little different. Newfoundland is a little different. New Brunswick is a little different. Ontario is definitely different. Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, the territories, every area is a little different. Basically, they're all countries of their own. So we are now in this quagmire. And see, when we make signs like that too, I'm going to tell you something about when you make a sign like that, you're coming from a place of weakness. And as long as you're showing that you're coming from a place of weakness, you know what? They're never, ever, ever going to back down. Why would they? Why should they? Why should they back down? They know they got you. They know they got you where it counts. Now, I want to talk to the nurses and the healthcare industry. Not healthcare. Yeah, healthcare industry. A lot of nurses are leaving their jobs. That's unfortunate because a lot of these nurses really have a genuine, willingness to help people who are sick. And they run the risk of getting infected with the diseases that they are dealing with people who have them. So, you know, I tip my hat to them because they're putting their lives in danger all the time. And now in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, they are now being told that they have to be injected with the infection that they want them infected with by a certain date or they're going to lose their jobs. This is really discrimination by the establishment. Boy, that came out like it used to in the old days. Discrimination by the establishment. And believe it or not, they gave the nurses a golden opportunity to make way more money than they could have ever made working in the system. I know it's not necessarily about money, but it's more about security. And let me explain what I mean. If you're a nurse, a healthcare aide of any kind, and you quit your job, they're not going to be able to replace you anytime soon. In fact, if they bring a student in there, the student will take one look at some of these people with the corona, COVID, Delta, Deviant, Lambda, Delta, Mu, and whatever the F they're coming up with, and they're going to run away. They're going to run away. So, and you have whatever years of experience you have, which is worth its weight in gold. Some of you know more than the doctors. Some of you know how to actually help somebody that's in a dire situation. So by the time the doctor gets there, they get all the credit and the glory, and you get left behind. True story, about 8-9 years ago, I got food poisoning. I go into a hospital, I'm fading in and out. The head nurse runs a saline solution through my arms, gives me a big 2-liter container, and I'm like pissing like a racehorse, filling this thing up every 20 minutes. They take 3 vials of blood out of me, and away we go. I'm laying there now waiting for this thing to clear out. So a doctor comes at me, wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, asks me what's wrong with me. I'm like looking at this guy, and I'm about ready to tell him what I think in no uncertain terms. I asked him, you took the 3 vials of blood out of me, you should be telling me what's wrong. He walked away. I wonder why. Woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, he asked me such a stupid question. So then they take another 3 vials of blood out of me. So then at 7 o'clock in the morning, they have another doctor come talking to me, and he says, and you know, he's one of these hey buddy types. Hey buddy, how you doing? Buddy, 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 buddy. What's wrong with you? At that point, my Mediterranean guy got out of me. He just, boop, out he came. Before I could grab the leash, he was gone. So then I told the guy, see, because the whole time I was there, I didn't tell him I was a herbalist or anything like that. So I asked him, did you check for C-reactive protein? Did you check for homocysteine levels? Did you check for anomalous proteins or peptides that are in my body from maybe an insect bite? So now I'm talking his language. He now understands that I know a little bit about medicine. His eyebrows raised, his eyeballs are popping out. He says, well, no. So what the hell did you check for? He said, drugs. I said, drugs? I've been pissing like a racehorse all night long with this thing in my body. I said, how are you kidding me? Drugs? I'd have pissed them up within the first 20 minutes if I had any. So that's my point. The nurse that was there knew what to do. The nurse that was there got on the ball. She knew exactly how to deal with the situation. And I'm telling you, nurses are going to be worth their weight in gold. So this is my proposition to the nurses. You can do it any way you like. But if you can get together with each other and create a registry, if you send it to me, I'll promote you on the show. I'll let everybody know in Windsor, Ontario, if they need a nurse, to give you a call. Unless you want to do it a different way, or give them your email, then you can decide whether or not, you know, and you can build a clientele base. Because it's nurses are going to be needed. I'm a herbalist using orthomolecular methods. Dealing with food science and aromatherapy, and then also working with nanobiotech and electrostatic and electromagnetic fields. I don't sleep now. So anybody that would get involved to help more people recover or become whole would be a boon, especially to me. Maybe I'll get some sleep. But, you know, this is an opportunity I'm seeing. Now the rest of you out there, okay, the same thing. A lot of you have been telling me, well, you know, you're gonna make me quit my job. Your job ain't worth your frickin' life. No job's worth your life. There's no house, there's no car, money, F.A., nothing out there is worth your life. And if they're going to take away your job. Now, some of you, I'm going to get back to that, just hold that thought. Some of you are computer wizards. Well, I shouldn't say wizards, that's not really a good word. Computer experts. You can build them, you can program them, you can troubleshoot them, troubleshooting with people, walk them through stuff. That's a skill. Market that. And let's say hypothetically, you work for Bell Telephone or Bell Canada. or you work for Rogers Canada, or you work for whoever you're working for, whatever tech company you're working for. And they give you the ultimatum, and you say, well, you know, open up an online business. Send me an email. I'll promote you on the show. I'm not going to charge you nothing. Okay, nothing. Pro bono. I don't care what you can do. Okay, and I'm not just talking about Windsor. Anywhere in Ontario, anywhere in Canada, anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world. If you can do something, if you can provide a service, and don't think anything of what you're doing is no consequence. I don't care if you're a mom, a stay-at-home mom, and you can take care of children. That is worth its weight in gold. Because some people need to have their kids looked after while they're busy making money, however way they do it. Robbing banks, robbing governments, you know, the normal. And that is a valuable, valuable, valuable skill. Everybody thinks a stay-at-home mom is really a mediocre or has a mediocrity to it. It's not as important, blah, blah, blah. I had an ex-wife like that. She didn't think that was important. I thought she was an idiot. I thought it was the most important role a woman can play is being at home raising children and giving them values and morals and helping them attain a certain level of spirituality. I thought that's a very precious commodity there. So if you're one of those women that, again, can good with kids, can help them, you know, even help them learn, you know, read, write, arithmetic, that kind of stuff, you know, being a tutor, being a coach, that, you know what, put it out there. Go to Wix.com, create a website. Go to 50webs.com, create a website. These places are free. Go to WordPress, put it out there. Get your name out there. Get what you can do out there. Yeah, then maybe we can create a directory, at least with a name and an email and the service provided. Then if you want to correspond with the phone, if you feel comfortable, you can do it that way. But this would be, and this is going to be the opportunity of a lifetime that they're giving us. Now, for those of you in the land down under with all the thunder and down in Australia, this applies to you guys too. The government there is hooping you up your arse sideways. Okay, I just saw something else I'll talk about a little bit later about how they're taking away your land. Okay, well, they're going to have you out in the streets. They're going to have you in a gulag or whatever. I saw a guy in Australia in a hotel quarantine. One guy had been there 3 weeks. They kept him there longer than he was supposed to. The guy was he was speaking very fluent Canadian. I got to tell you. He had a very colorful way of mastering the F word. F this, F that. I'm not staying here not effing day, but F you. That's all you heard. He was pissed, and rightly so. Rightly so. So I mean. Do it there. If you need help, send me the email. I'll post on there. Just let me know where you're at. You know, Queensland, New South Wales, wherever, Melbourne, wherever you are. Tanzania, wherever. You need to form networks down there because, okay, roadblocks don't do FA. Yeah, unless you're going to block Parliament, unless you're going to block city halls, unless you're going to block the city councils, it ain't going to do nothing. And unless you got the backing of the people there, and you don't, and you won't. Just like in Canada, we got a small percentage. We got 4 provinces out of 9 fighting in this country. 4. 4 that are putting up any kind of real stink. Okay. Some are starting to get on board. Some are beginning to realize what's going on. You know. But there's been 4 major provinces in this country fighting with a landmass the size of this. With a population of about 35 million. Figure that out. So form that dichotomy with each other. I don't care if you're a carpenter, I don't care if you're a welder, I don't care if you've worked in factories, you know how to put stuff together. I don't care if you can drive a truck, I don't care if you can cook, I don't care if you're a mom, they can raise children or help, know how to, take care of kids. I don't care if you work on the computers, if you can be a programmer. I don't care if you're a nurse, anything. If you're a salesperson, if you've been an owner of a business, anything, because that is all worth its weight in gold. If you're a merchant and you're selling stuff and you own a business, you know how to get things. You know how to look for things and where to get them. Okay? There's going to be a lot of needs for a lot of things that people are not going to be able to get through the local channels because they're not going to have an effing passport. So you may be able to provide the service, and all you have to do is maybe mail it or courier the products, whoever's going to buy them. Okay? Just something. These are things we all need to do. United States, same thing. Same thing. United States is going to probably be the one that lags behind the most. You got 20 states down there, it's almost 50%. 20 states out of the 50, they're saying, Chuck, you, Farley. We need to have something like that percentage here in Canada. And anybody, now this is something you got to expect as well. Any country, nation, area that is going to oppose this shit is going to get hit with directed energy weapons. You're going to get hit with weather modification or weather warfare. You're going to get hit with tsunamis. You're going to get hit with droughts. You're going to get hit with atmospheric flames bursting, dry thunder, dry electrical charges, whatever they want to fire at you from the sky. Just remember one thing. We are all already dead. We just haven't fallen down yet. So while we are still standing, we are still here. And whether you fight or don't fight, these things are still going to happen. I mean, look at, what is it, Matthew 24. Jesus said himself, you'll hear wars and rumors of wars. Be not alarmed, for these things must take place. For nation shall rise against nation. I forget the next part, but then it says there'll be famines and earthquakes. These famines and earthquakes are all being made and created by the system. They're telling the farmers to bury under their crops so that they can create a famine. These FTARs really need a bad ass whooping for what they're doing. So, these things are going to happen no matter what. Whether you're a believer or you're not a believer, these things are already taking place. We've already seen, Fort McMurray. We've already seen Paradise. We've seen the west coast of Canada, the so-called heat wave that went across this country. We saw the flooding in Texas, Louisiana. I mean, Louisiana, really? Turned on their weapon machine and again hit the people in Louisiana because they're not going along with the game. So like I said, form a more perfect union. I don't give a shit where you live. Europe, United States, Africa, Middle East, Baltics, Australia, New Zealand, Pacifica, Near East, Far East. I was watching a program the other day in China. China has adapted the Japanese way of burning out their people to a point of suicide or death. China's got this 996, which is basically 666 is what that is. And what they've done in China is they've got them working 9 hours, 9 to 9, 6 days a week, and then they're on call. In other words, their whole life is centered around work. And work is their mom and dad, government, whatever. So when you see this thing going on there, eventually that's going to come to Canada. My son was telling me yesterday, where was it? Oh, Arizona. He was telling me down in Arizona, they're trying to get nurses to sign up with a $25,000 sign-up bonus. Imagine that. Because they know these nurses will be burned out and dead within 3 months. And they're probably signing some sort of contractual agreement, whatever. So by the time they get through the contract, most of them will be dead. They're not, if they haven't been infected with the injections. $25,000. Come on down. Get your jab. Get your stab, jab, so we can tag and bag. We'll give you $25,000. This will be just enough to bury you in Arizona. Welcome to AZ. You know, to get your jab and be stabbed. And we'll pay you for it. China. Because I kept wondering, why are we getting so much shit made from China? That's why. They're working these people to death, literally. The only ones that are making any real money are those owners who have gone through the ringer. Now they have a little bit more luxury or more time to as a luxury to do what they want to do. But in the early stages, the same thing, 996, which is 666 if you split the two nines over. Japan was doing this too. Japan was making everybody study to become the top of the top 1%, and if you didn't make it, they were jumping off of buildings. Then I was watching the program again, another situation where again these were, it's the tech companies too, it's the actual tech companies that are doing this. And same thing, the gal said she had gotten so burned out she literally thought about taking her life over. She was emotionally gone, shot. This is the new world order. This will be the new world order. You know, it's the inversion. Full on slavery. If you live, you live. You die, you die. It doesn't matter. We'll get somebody to replace you. And they will get somebody to replace them because they'll offer them the moon. Oh yeah, come on down. We got a sign up bonus. Oh yeah, you get $25,000, and we'll even find you a place to live, a real nice apartment or townhouse just for you. Come on down. I said, oh man, that sounds like a plan. Sounds like it's better than what I got here. And so now you run to it. Oh geez, what was I thinking? This system is nothing more than trying to enslave everybody. You know, I saw something in France today, and a gal was walking in the shop, and I think about 8 or 10 cops basically manhandled this woman. All they would have had to do was to go up to her, ask her to leave politely. She probably would have left to avoid any kind of conflict. They were beating her with a baton. They were all over her. I'm thinking to myself, really? This is the terrorists of the day? I think if a real terrorist had come out there, the terrorists would have had a heyday with those cops. Picked on another young woman, picked on and abused roughly for no reason. You know, the French are fighting very hard to keep the passport from coming. I believe Italy is also fighting very hard, and so is Spain, I think, and possibly the UK as well. Then I heard Trudeau. Now this is something I just got sent to me from Breitbart. I guess it's a paper. Justin Trudeau, Canadians protesting me are anti-vaxxer mobs, racist, and misogynistic. He looks like he's about ready to cry. Oh. And I didn't see him wearing his mask either. How come he doesn't have to wear a mask? Then you could, you know, he could have hit his face a little better. Nobody would have known he would be crying. this guy gets in again, I assure you, we are going to be running. We will be racing Australia. O'Toole ain't no better. O'Toole, I was listening to the guy from the PPC party. The only thing that alarms me about the PPC party, if they do get a majority, then what happens? What happens? Do we get screwed over and get railroaded into it real quick? Does this guy actually try to stop the treaties that have been signed and the contracts that have been signed by the current Canadian government? You know, does that happen? Or does he say, well, surprise, I've got to go along with the boys now. I'm in. I got the power. See, a lot to ponder. I keep thinking everybody should go to the vote, put your name on the ballot. If everybody put their name on the ballot, that would show that there's no confidence in the government. And maybe the chair can say that they are going to abolish the government because the government doesn't have enough support. And maybe that's what they want to do, is to abolish the government so China can move in and take over. Who knows? Who knows? Or Pfizer, the president of Pfizer can move in and take over, since he's already calling the shots in the frickin' country anyway. We need you to buy 3 years' supply of this shit. It ain't gonna last you, but we need you to buy it anyway. It's gonna cost you $135 million. Don't worry about it. You're good for it. If they start to expire, sell them down to the people in Haiti. Oh, forget Haiti. The guy doesn't like your stuff. How about, you know, some other Caribbean? Pick one. You know, we have to, like I said, understand that we are in a war. And like, let me read here. Okay, Australia is the prototype of what's to come here after the election in Canada. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of the article. It says, please share with everyone you know Gladys Berejiklian. I'm butchering their name, sorry. Is now the CEO of the Legislative INC, Legislative Inc. This will roll out to every state across Australia. They distracted you with COVID and in the middle of the night passed through the Parliament. This is no joke, Australia. We are in a state of emergency where the government has actually acted illegally against we the people. You ever wonder why the CEOs in every shire with salaries more than the Prime Minister of Australia? We are a corporation and will be even more so come October 11th, 2021. So they're only about a month behind in that regard. We are in the middle of a new world order takeover. There's no difference between Labor, Liberal, Green. They, including media, are all on the same team. I've been saying the same thing about Canada. You know, we don't have fuck all here. Media's bullshit. Parliament's bullshit. Prime Minister's bullshit. The leader of the opposition is bullshit. They're all bullshit. It's an exercise in futility to go and vote. Unless you're going to put your name on the ballot. I don't know of a way. I'm still trying to figure out how, if there's some sort of legal precedent where we can actually remove these candidates from running. If there's some kind of code of conduct that they have violated that we can pull them away from running. Because it doesn't matter who you're going to get in there, what we're seeing with Australia is coming. Trudeau will just have it there overnight. The other guy may take him a week. But it'll still be here. Just figured I'd show you some of the global things that are going on and how they are very close to what where we're at. We're at the cusp of this. I brought in two people in this world. If I had known then what I know now. It's like I said, you know, we are all under a delusion. We all thought we're going to give our kids' lives a better life, better this, better that, and what we gave them was a planet full of demons. You know. They're saying now in North America, quarantining the injected to save them from dropping is what is being recommended. All vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. They're going to be dead. That's why they're telling them this. They're verifying what I've been saying all this time. Once we go from the summer to the fall season, we're going to see a big drop, and they're going to blame the unvaccinated, because they're sure as hell not going to blame the vaccine. Oh, Pfizer's vaccine just killed 99,000 people in Windsor, Ontario. Pfizer vaccine just killed 100,000 people in London, Ontario. Pfizer vaccine just killed 30,000 people in Chatham. Oh, there goes Chatham. Pfizer vaccine just, you know, killed 5,000 people in Blenheim. Oh, there goes Blenheim. If you got the double shot, you're on borrowed time as it is. But don't be outside avoid going out as much as you can during the seasonal changes, especially because if you're out there and the seasons start to change, you don't have the immune system to fight off even the pollen. So, and that's, and you know, like I said, this has been nothing but planicide, you know, straight up planicide. We have had the fun. I got in here also an idea to show you how nanotoxicity plus genotoxicity plus C60 can create an ecological disaster. And the same thing happens inside the body. When you got nanotoxicity and you're taking things like C60, which can cause genetic damage, and the nanoparticles are also causing damage. When you combine the two, you create a whole new anomaly, just like with these injections. These injections are designed to mix and create whatever dynamic that they want them to create. All they gotta do is fire a frequency at you now and everybody in your area, and it will tell these proteins, peptides, nucleotides, DNA to produce a program or an operating system, so that when they jump, or when you have vaccine contact vaccinosis, and you've made contact, you've made more than just a superficial contact. You know, like I said, it's we're in a war. We are in a war. So let me reiterate real quickly. For those of you who are about to lose your job or have to make a decision and you don't want to take the shot, start an enterprise. You can do it. You will have now the opportunity of a lifetime. Because if they're going to take away your ability to work for them, then work for yourself. Why be under the gun of a threat all the time? Oh, you need to get your shot. You don't get your shot, we're going to have to fire you. I just saw a university professor in London, Ontario. She was an ethics professor. Came out with a speech, and now she was going to have to quit because in about a week she was going to have to get a shot. Final comment says it's unethical for any establishment to force a therapy on a people that don't need it. And there's no real test for this. This is the crazy thing about it. There's no real test. When you get hit with it, you know. So anyway, when you're looking at the nanotoxicity and genotoxicity, you can see how C60 can actually amplify the toxic environment or the epigenetics in the environment once it's mixed with it. C60 of itself is a toxic component, but when it's combined with other toxic components, it gets amplified. It's amazing, you know, and they're selling this shit in the health booster. I get people commenting, well, my doctor says it's pretty good. My naturopath says it's pretty good. I'm thinking to myself, do you actually even read? The one thing I have noticed, if you tell people something, if you tell them a lie for a long enough period of time, they will believe it forever. Forever. And this was said by Hitler or Stalin, same thing. It's amazing how so many people today are just following the crowd, without looking at anything but the crowd. Oh, I get to be with my buddies, yay! Oh man, I feel so good. Oh, I'm dying. You got COVID. I was perfectly fine until I went out with my friends. You got COVID. We were talking about that the other day. The standing joke is how we have so many people dying, but they all died of corona. Corona, 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 COVID, corona. Got hit by a car, it's corona. Got died of cancer, corona. Money talks and bullshit walks, I used to always get told. And you know what? That is the real deal. That is the real deal. When you're looking at the people going into the hospitals today, and you're seeing them being mistreated badly, or you're seeing them not getting treated at all, you begin to realize the real nature of what's going on. You know, Canada has always been a place where if you had the elderly were always respected and looked after. It's become now a place where if you're an elderly and you're living in a home, well, they can't wait for you to die fast enough. You know, and again, if they seem to have lost a bunch of people that have died, they won't push killing people because they need the money and the revenue to refill the vacant spots. So that's how it works. That's how it works. Alrighty, I think I'm gotta be close. Oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna cut it here. All right, I'm gonna wind it down here. Because like I said, there's a lot here on this page. I'm just going over it real quick. Oh, medical kidnapping, almost forgot that. There's a doctor talking about how patients are being being kidnapped so that they can be killed. This is the hospital. This is the hospital of today, run by demonic orders of whatever, so they can harvest the organs and sacrifice them to their god, if you will. No, their demon. I guess that would be a better word. So like I said, this is something, again, to be careful of. Like I said, we can find nurses that have quit the field. Perhaps they will still serve the community by making themselves available for at least a consultation. Nurses can consult. And if you're not under a contract anymore, you're not obligated to follow any established rule that they gave you. None. So, I got hit with a beam. So I think I'm going to go there. Check all these links. Check what's going on with Australia. Canada needs to look at what's going on in Australia, because that is the prototype that we're going to be dealing with. So, like I said, take a look at what's going on there. Because they're coming for us next after this election. Ford's already said we're going to try to push the passport bullshit here in Ontario. See, this is the other thing. I will leave after this one. Why is it we're following this passport bullshit when other countries have rejected it? Denmark's rejecting it. UK's rejecting it. Italy's rejecting it. France is rejecting it. Now, they can't force the people in those countries to wear. Russia's quit trying to get people to get the injections over there. They won't do it. Romania, same thing. I talked to somebody in Romania, and they started getting hit with the weather warfare, flooding and fires and all kinds of earthquakes going on there that we're not hearing about, because they had 70% of people saying, no, we're not gonna follow this shit. So this has been the trend since I can remember. So, you know, keep all that in mind. this election, they want to push the passport, and yet no, and these countries are saying no, and we're still going to push them. Why? Anybody ever tried to deduce that? Why are we still pushing them when other countries are saying they're not going to go with it? Okay. Why are we going to keep on continuing? Think about that. So, like I said, when we're looking at the situation going on, you know, keep all this in mind. Where they are going to push this, no matter what, they're going to follow the protocols, no matter what. Even when everybody else is abandoning them, they want us to continue. That makes absolutely no effing sense whatsoever. None. Okay, I am done now. I'm going to be really done. As I say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read the Scriptures, you know, read what Jesus had to say. Find hope in the words. Find the words. Just find, read them. You never know. What you may gain from these books, what you may gain from these words, what insights you may pick up on, you know. Check out the books, check out the letters, check out the book of Acts, check out Revelations, read these things. See where we're at in these times. Since I always say this is the playbook they're going by, I would encourage you to read and do the best you can and follow what you can. You know, it will be, for some of you, a revelation. Some of you. So again, I can't stress that enough. I mean, read what Jesus had to say. You'd be surprised how what Jesus was dealing with, we're dealing with today. Nothing's changed. He was dealing with holograms. He was dealing with artificial life. He was dealing with all that. So nothing's changed. Nothing. On the site, on the page, too, if you look above, there's all kinds of people there promoting some kind of assistance in regarding to helping you with your health or whatever that they're promoting. Feel free to help them out any way you can. Anybody you want, myself, Brian, Yanni, Shai, Ty, Sherry, Fiona, Catherine, Liberty, you know, Deanna, anybody. Help them out any way you can financially. If you can't help them financially, you got no money, don't worry about it. Help by sharing the word. Help by sharing the word. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, you know, we're still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.